Thanks, Blessing and Chonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, July 24th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe is admitting that it is facing challenges in fully implementing the staff monitored program that was approved by the International Monetary Fund in June 2013 to try and revive the country's ailing economy.
The challenge is that we now need real structural reform. For example, with respect to the way government expenditures are organized, we need to have a close re-look at the way we do business.
Chronicle business editor Menat Makvira Kureba died last night when a car he was traveling in was involved in an accident along the Maswingo Harare Highway.
I think this is really one of the sad things that has happened recently in the media, because I think he was one of the promising young men who was very quiet and doing a good job.
And the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition says it is planning to stage protests to express its dismay at what it calls government's failure to deal with mounting economic problems.
Zimbabwe is admitting that it is facing challenges in fully implementing the staff monitored program that was approved by the International Monetary Fund's management in June 2013 to try and revive the country's ailing economy. The letter of intent to the IMF, co-authored by Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa and Central Bank Chief John Mangusha, indicates that the country is struggling to revive the economy. The two admit that though some steps have been taken to implement the IMF recommendations, Harare is finding the going tough as a result of the non-performing economy.
Zimbabwe, though, says it has met two of the six quantitative targets, the floor on protected social spending and the floor on payments to the Poverty Reduction and Growth Trust. But the country admits it has failed to reduce its external debt, reduce the civil servants' bill, cut ballooning government expenditure, and fully bring clarity on the use of diamond revenue, among other reforms. Economist Godfrey Kanyenze, director of the Labour and Economist Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that Harare lacks the political will to address the economic crisis.
The challenge is that we now need real structural reform. For example, with respect to the way government expenditures are organized, we need to have a close re-look at the way we do business. So far, we tend to follow this logic that there's a problem, you create a ministry. And you create the impression that it's a ministry that is supposed to deal with problems. For example, Ministry of SMEs, Ministry of Youth, Ministry of Women, and so forth. And most of them are doing similar things, overlapping things, trying to basically offer projects to their constituencies, for example, the youth. And these are not working. And we need a complete rethink in terms of the way government does business.
Americans, Dr. Kanyenze, will say it's the economy stupid. But what is Zimbabwe's problem? Is it the economy or is it lack of political will? Where is this the problem of failing to implement policies coming from?
The politics. If you look at the politics, besides that, we are still steeped in political imperatives. Basically, where we are actually promising people, populism is Indian. Promising people that we do this for them, we do that for them. I will pay them TGL wages, we'll create 2.2 million jobs, and yet we don't have the wherewithal to do that. You have highlighted one issue of political will. But the problem is not just political will. Right now, it's lack of cohesion, lack of unity, even within government. Let alone if you look at parliament now. Parliament is so splintered to the extent that you can't wait. MBC itself is splintered, ZANU-PF is splintered, you know, so you can't really talk of a cohesive parliament. And then that parliament is going to be a major role to play, especially aligning all the acts with the new constitution.
That was economist Godfrey Kanyenze, director of the Labour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.